The high slot Johnson fires. Marcus Kruger went down to block it, and he's ailing right now. Andrighetto from the right circle fires a shot. Darling down with a butterfly save. Andrighetto got it back, put it in front of the net. Johnson with a point-blank backhand was turned wide with a scrambling save from Darling.
There's our guy,
yeah.
Scott Darling, who is leaving the Chicago Blackhawks. Not his own doing, by the way.
No.
Well, sort of his own doing. Well, not really.
Because he's so good.
Yeah. I mean, he could have stayed, but they couldn't give him a roster spot. Isn't that how that goes, Sammy Lammy?
Scott, we'll pay you $5 a game. Are you down? Are you okay with that? That's what we can pay you.
Yeah, I'll have to talk to my agent, but we'll see.
It's got to be bittersweet because it's a great opportunity, but you're leaving your hometown and the Chicago Blackhawks.
All right, I got to say this. This letter, I'm a bit of a crier anyway, Scott.
Oh, I cried my way through it, too.
I'm just a wuss. I've been called worse.
Why are they crying about it? It's supposed to be like an uplifting kind of.
Oh, no. It's so heartfelt and so honest and about your the things you've been through. And oh, my gosh. I was inspired in the end, but I couldn't get through it.
It's very beautifully written, too. I mean, written like it's written in a concise way. You do drop the F-bomb a number of times. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
But you warn us.
But you right. But you explain.
At least I, like, censored it a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. But you do tell this story, and it opens. I just want to go back to this moment, this Goodbye Chicago letter, and you just Google it, and it'll come up from Scott Darling. You open up in a hospital room, kind of opening your eyes and being on, you know, all these monitors and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Really, it's sort of the beginning of your lowest moment as an alcoholic, right? What put you in the hospital?
It wasn't like I end up in the hospital for a reason. It's just kind of the first step of when you go through that process. They like check over your whole body to make sure everything's working right. You haven't like done any major damage. It's not like I got into an accident.
Rehab.
So it's your first day of rehab, and you're looking at the monitors and you're wondering to yourself, how did you get here?
He says, I had no money, no hope. My dreams were effectively over. And that's how you begin this.
Yeah, at that time they were.
Ugh.
And then 2 years later, you're signing a contract with the Chicago Blackhawks, your hometown team.
Yeah, 3 years later to the day.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're living your dreams now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just, at that point, I was just happy to be, you know, healthy, playing hockey, and then it kind of worked out perfectly. It did work out perfectly, you know, to sign with the Hawks and win the cup my first year, and
yeah,
you know, you couldn't have written the script any better.
No.
And not only did you win your the cup on your first year, you were instrumental in winning that for the Chicago Blackhawks, because between you and Corey Crawford, Corey had gone a little cold during the playoffs, and you came in, you saved a game, and you played a couple others before, you know, while he was kind of getting himself back together. It changed the destiny, and I don't think there's anybody in the organization that could argue that if it were not for your heroism that season, the team would not have won its third cup in 5 years. So, you know, it's amazing.
Well, I mean, you never know, but that's why we're all on the team. Everybody's got a role, and, you know, for me, it was awesome to actually have a part in, you know, win the Stanley Cup. I mean, the last couple of years have been the exception, but generally, you know, it's one guy all the way through. And, it's great to have a role in it. And, you know, I would be proud of it no matter what, but it makes me even more proud that I chipped in a couple wins.
Scott, kids throughout Chicago, they grow up and they dream about playing for the Blackhawks, the Bears, Cubs, Sox, what have you. When you're at the United Center in front of 21,000+ people and they're all chanting your name, can you take us through the feels and the chills that you deal with when that moment happens? Such a good question. He just couldn't answer it. I do have my legs folded too, so I felt very 60 Minutes-ish.
I don't know what happened. What happened to Scott there? Is he
on hold or something? Here's a great text in the meantime while we're waiting to reconnect here. My son is 11.
Hello?
I'm saving this letter for him to read in high school, thank you, Scott, for everything you've done. So wow. Moms are saving your letter for when their kids get into high school so that they can inspire them.
Wow.
Am I back on?
Yes, you're back on.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry, I don't
we
know
lost
you. I don't know. Sammy asked you a question that was like, you know, what does it feel like in front of 21,000 people all chanting your name in your hometown? What must that feel like? And I swear to God, I thought that you couldn't bring yourself
crying.
To actually say it.
I don't know what happened. I got distracted. It's like I said, the script couldn't have gone any better. It's been amazing, an amazing 3 years for me and my entire family to kind of have this experience. I'm obviously sad to leave. I'm really excited to go to Carolina and get started, you know, with the next chapter. But I'm really happy that I even got a chance to play for the Hawks. You know, it's every kid's dream growing up, to every hockey player's dream to play for your hometown team. And I'm just really happy I got the chance to do it. Yeah.
And I think it's also for people who either personally or in their family have dealt with alcohol abuse. Mm-hmm. This letter is a very it's a series of brave admissions, and it's inspiring in a sense. It's not judgmental. It's not a it shows you what how your life can change so much for the better if you can get a handle on that situation and be able to make that change in your life. It's really...
It's so honest. At one point, you even said on your Wikipedia page or some of your pages that says you've been on 9 or 10 teams, but actually it was more like 14 or 15 because you had been getting onto teams and that you weren't living up to your end of the responsibility, so you had to walk away from it.
Yeah, it was. Like I'd go to teams and then I wouldn't even play a game for them. I'd just be on the team for a little bit so it doesn't even show up on your, your stats or whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm.
There are three teams you played one game for. You played one game for the Mississippi River Kings. You played one game for the Florida Everblades.
I love
and
the names.
One game for the Wichita Thunder.
And isn't there like a Louisiana Ice something? Ice, what were
ice Gators.
Ice Gators. I love that. Like
yeah,
Gators
yeah,
on ice.
We played at the Frozen Swamp. It was pretty
cool. Oh, my gosh. That's beautiful.
That's the beauty of hockey, man. That is, I mean, those guys have been on those trailing teams, and you see the minor league teams that non-AHL teams. And we sit around and we look at like minor league teams and we think about, you know, whether it's, you know, the Rockford Ice Hogs or something like that. And you go, oh, but those are the little, no,
below that.
No. That's high living right there to be in the AHL,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, big time.
Yeah. This is, the bus actually works and it can get from one place to the other.
In the lower leagues, you got to shut the lights off before double overtime starts, right? You guys got to go. Sorry, we'll finish this next time.
I thought I was living lavish when I was in the AHL.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
And then it even gets better in the NHL, but it makes you appreciate it more when you've been carting around the Southeast on a bus in the Southern Pro League.
Well, we hope that I you're going to have a spectacular, I think, career in Carolina. They're very, very lucky to have you. You're really an amazing athlete to watch work, to watch play, because you, Scott's not a small goalie. No. I mean, not that they don't grow them small anymore, mm-hmm. period. But you know, the amazing range that you have and the flexibility you have and cat-like reaction is just, it is spectacular to watch. These fans are going to be, and congratulations on being a starter and being there. And then from that point, we just hope that you will always make Chicago a part of your homes, because you're going to be, you're going to have enough money, Scott. Don't worry about it. It's all going to be okay.
And don't forget about us.
No, I mean, I always will call this home. I'm keeping my place here, so I'll be back. Chicago can't get rid of me that easy. So I'll be back in the summers, and, you know, my family's still here, and it's going to be my home. So,
yeah. All right. Well, Scott, we are going to miss you, and thank you so. And thank you for everything you've done for us too. You've been always very accommodating when we've
so gracious
when
love
we've asked you to be
to
with us. So it's you know.
Well, thank you guys for having me on. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Well, you know, good luck, and you know those rat bastards in Carolina radio. They're not going to be as kind to you down there. I'm just going to tell you that
now. They're not as nice as us.
They're not as nice.
They've been pretty good so far.
Oh
so,
well,
I mean,
it's
you guys
an act.
Set the bar pretty high. But
thank you very much. And
see what they can do.
And they're super dumb down there too. Just don't. That's important for you to know.
I can't agree with you on this stuff anymore. I'm a hurricane.
I know. Oh, my God. Scott Darling, hurricane. All right. Thank you,
good
my friend.
Luck,
appreciate you being with us.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. There he goes, Scott Darling. The Players Tribune, by the way, has this story and the letter they wrote.
Oh, you got, it's a must read. A must read.
Yeah. I mean, I'm telling you, if you again, it's really inspirational, especially kids are struggling with. And this was, he was so young mm-hmm. when he realized that he was a terminal alcoholic. Mm-hmm. And it was, and you know, he was a kid essentially, and it saved his life. And now he turned around, and 3 years later, he signs to the Blackhawks and wins a Stanley Cup.
Yeah, one of the lines in there, he said he used to go buy a $5 footlong at Subway and then go buy the cheapest bottle.
Because he made $200 a week, and that's what he could afford. But he knew slowly he was addicted to alcohol because he used it to try to deal with people because he had such a
social anxiety.
Yeah. But all boy,
right. what a great
story.
Chicago hero right there. Yes. Scott Darling. All right. To Violetta Pytomedic, also a Chicago hero, has the WGN Turk Trouble Spots.